Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on fundamental change in mindset to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of 3 new criminal laws with National Crime Records Bureau. President and Vice President greet people on the eve of Christmas. Iconic all-time great singer Mohammad Rafi being remembered on his 100th birth anniversary today. International Cricket Council announces schedule for Men's Champions Trophy 2025 to be jointly hosted by Pakistan and UAE. And in women's cricket, second ODI of 3-match series between hosts India and West Indies underway at Vadodara. Indian batter Harleen Deol scores impressive 115 runs. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Viksit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset, which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He expressed his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders today in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the theme, Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. We have more from our correspondent.
During the meeting, participants shared their views on several significant issues. These include navigating challenges posed by global economic uncertainties and geopolitical tensions, strategies to enhance employment, particularly among youth, and create sustainable job opportunities across sectors, strategies to align education and training program with the evolving needs of the job market, issues of enhancing agricultural productivity and creating sustainable rural employment opportunities was also discussed. Multiple renowned economists and analysts participated in the interaction. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry, CEO BVR Subramaniam and other senior officers also attended the meeting. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of 3 new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, or NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the Interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister emphasized on the use of applications like e-Sakshya, Nyay Shruti, e-Sign and e-Summons in every state and union territory. On the sidelines, the Home Minister also reviewed the implementation of 3 new laws in Uttarakhand. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, 3 new criminal laws are becoming the protectors of civil rights and the basis of ease of justice. Mr. Shah asked the Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, to implement the new criminal laws 100% as soon as possible. Later speaking to media, Chief Minister Dhami said Uttarakhand is working fast to implement these laws.
निश्चित रूप से नए कानून नए भारत के लिए बहुत बचत भी करने वाले हैं, समय से लोगों को न्याय देने वाले हैं, संसाधनों की जो काफी ज्यादा खर्चा होता है, संसाधनों का, समय का, मैन पावर का, उन सभी पर बहुत कमी आने वाली है। मैं आदरणीय गृह मंत्री जी का, आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का धन्यवाद करता हूं कि नए कानून देश को एक नई दिशा देने का काम करेंगे।
Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Dr. Singh outlined key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. During an event in New Delhi, he emphasized the government's commitment to transparency, innovation and people-centric policies that have redefined the meaning of governance in India. Ministry of Communications has said after the launch of International Incoming Spoofed Calls Prevention System in October this year, over 90% reduction has been witnessed in the spoofed international calls from Indian numbers. In the latest reports, the number of spoofed calls identified and blocked with Indian numbers have now dipped to about 6 lakhs from 1.35 crores reported in October. The Department of Telecommunications has advised the citizens to show caution with respect to answering calls from unfamiliar international numbers claiming to be from government authorities of India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today inaugurated Atal Yuva Mahakumbh and Atal Health Fair in Lucknow today as part of the birth century celebration of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Defence Minister and Chief Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 181 development projects worth 662 crore rupees in Lucknow. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister talked about Atal Bihari Vajpayee's unique personality and shared memories associated with him.
Shraddhe Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji ke vyaktitva aur kartitva se main samajhta hu bharat hi nahi balki duniya ke deshon ke bahut sare log achhi tarah se parichit hain. Hum log jante hain ki jahan par wo ek vilakshan pratibha thi wahi par ek adbhut saralta unke vyaktitva mein swabhavik roop se hum sabko dekhne ko milti thi.
On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate to the nation over 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. The conference will serve as a platform to discuss strategies for enhancing the operational capabilities of the newly formed cooperative societies. National Consumer Day is being celebrated today. Every year it is celebrated on this day to highlight the significance of consumer movement in the country. It was on this day that the Consumer Protection Act 1986 received the presidential assent and was enacted. The theme for this year is Virtual Hearings and Digital Assets to Consumer Justice. More from our correspondent.
On the occasion of National Consumer Day, Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today virtually launched various initiatives in New Delhi.
On occasion of National Consumer Day, December 2024, we reaffirm our commitment to protecting and empowering the rights of the consumers. This year's theme, Virtual Hearing and Digital Access to the Consumer Justice, highlights the importance of the emerging opportunities in the digital world.
The initiatives include the Jago Grahak Jago app, the Jagriti app and the Jagriti dashboard, which aim at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. He also launched the EMA portal to streamline licensing, verification and registration processes for businesses. The Consumer Affairs Department launched its revamped National Consumer Helpline portal, incorporating advanced features. Priya Mondal for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Jammu and Kashmir, five soldiers were killed and at least five others were injured after their vehicle met with an accident in Poonch district today. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place near Ghoda Post area after the driver lost control over the vehicle carrying the soldiers. All the injured were shifted to a nearby hospital for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the eve of Christmas. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized for imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. She said this festival inspires us to foster unity and peace. The President expressed hope that in this season of peace, the forces of trust and forgiveness will be strengthened around the world, bringing people closer to each other. In his message, the Vice President said, the spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity. He added that the teachings of Christ, particularly relevant in contemporary times, remind the people of the fundamental importance of empathy, understanding and mutual respect among all citizens. In Mizoram, the state is gearing up for the grand Christmas celebration tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that Mizoram is known for its vibrant Christmas with its own unique blend of religious devotion and traditional fervor.
December is always a special month in Mizoram. The festive spirit scale high as December brings the celebration of Christmas. Churches are decorated with full scale while Christmas carols echo all nooks and corners of the hill state. Villages, towns, and offices are decorated with Christmas trees and Christmas songs reverberated throughout the state. Various church bodies, NGOs such as YMA and individuals have donated gifts to the poor and the needy. The Governor Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati and the Chief Minister Laldo Uma have led the people of the state in donating funds for various orphanage homes and care centers. Christmas symbolizes giving and foster the spirit of peace and unity. Gindanke, Akashvani News, Aizawl.
The nation is remembering today the iconic all-time great singer Mohammad Rafi on his 100th birth anniversary. Here is a special tribute to one of India's most versatile and celebrated singers of all times.
बुला न पाओगे जब कभी भी सुनोगे गीत मेरे संग संग तुम भी गुनगुनाओगे.
And of course, we can never forget the legendary Mohammad Rafi and hum along whenever his song is playing, leaving an indelible mark on every generation, starting from people who listen to his magic on radio to kids on Walkmans, iPods and now on Spotify. Mohammad Rafi is a classic who owns a place in every heart and whose songs, original or remixed, find a place in every occasion. From assisting his brother at a barber shop to being noticed by K.L. Sehgal at the age of 13, Rafi's first commercial song was Soni Eni Heeri Eni from the film Gul Paloch in 1941. From there began the journey of over 5,000 songs. Mohammad Rafi's versatility allowed him to sing romantics like Deewana Hua Badal, Abhi Na Jao Chhodkar, to classical like Madhuban Mein Radhika Nachere, Ajahuna Aaye Balamwa, with equalies. His party songs, Aaj Kal Tere Mere Pyar Ke Charche, or Badan Pe Sitare, were as popular as his sad songs like Din Dhal Jaye, Ye Duniya Agar Mil Bhi Jaye To Kya Hai. While his patriotic songs like Ae Watan, Apni Azadi Ko Hum still manage to connect with the post-independence young generation, his Kavali, Parda Hai Parda is also popular among the masses. With Nisha Rani, this is Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Parda Hai Parda, Parda Hai Parda, Parde Ke Peeche, Parda Nashi Hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi joined the fans in remembering the legendary singer. In a social media post, he said, Rafi Sahab was a musical genius whose cultural influence and impact transcends generations. The Prime Minister hoped that Rafi Sahab's music will keep adding joy in the lives of people. On to sports, the International Cricket Council today announced the fixtures for the ICC Men's Champions Trophy 2025. The championship will take place from the 19th of February to 9th of March next year. Defending champions Pakistan will host their first global cricket tournament since 1996, alongside the UAE as the neutral venue. India is in Group A along with Bangladesh, New Zealand and Pakistan. Group B consists of Afghanistan, Australia, England and South Africa. India will play its first match against Bangladesh on the 20th of February in Dubai. The stadiums in Lahore, Karachi and Rawalpindi will host the matches in Pakistan, while Dubai will host the matches in the UAE. In women's cricket, India thrashed West Indies by 115 runs in the second ODI in Vadodara this evening to win the three-match ICC Championship Series 2-0. Chasing a huge target of 359 runs set by India, the West Indies were all out at 243 runs in 46.2 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, India scored 358 runs at a loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Harleen Deol scored her maiden ton of 115 runs in 103 balls. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on fundamental change in mindset to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews implementation of three new criminal laws with National Crime Records Bureau. President and Vice President greet people on the eve of Christmas. Iconic all-time great singer Mohammad Rafi being remembered on his 100th birth anniversary today. International Cricket Council announces schedule for Men's Champions Trophy 2025 to be jointly hosted by Pakistan and UAE. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.